Wrigley's Spearmint Gum presents The Howard Miller Show. And now with music on records, here is Howard Miller.
Well, thank you very much, Ed. When I first walked in the studio this morning, you looked like a little old crab sitting there. I thought maybe you were going to be mad at all of us. But the old team is now back in play again on CBS. That would include, of course, Hallett, Joyce, McKay, Weir, and Miller. Reading from left to right, Speedy Hallett, who is, of course, our engineer here at WBBM in Chicago. Ed Joyce, our personable, friendly old philosopher, our announcer. Doug McKay, who produces our show. And Lou Weir, the boy who cues in all the records. And this is Howard Miller with a real great guest star for you today, one of my favorite personalities in the world of show business, Bea Fontaine of those ever-loving Fontaine sisters. And we're going to switch you directly to her apartment in Riverdale, New York, in just a moment or so. And you're going to hear the fabulous story of the fabulous Fontaine sisters. But right now, let's listen to a phonograph record that was made by a boy who is going to co-star with a great many great talents that will appear on stage with us at the Chicago Theater in about 10 days from now, Lenny D. of Real Virtuoso on the Hammond Electric Organ. And here's his number one bestseller of a few weeks ago called Plantation Boogie. Certainly gets a whale of a lot of music out of one instrument, doesn't he? That's Lenny D, who records for Decca in that fabulous number that he made, recorded a number of months ago, called The Plantation Boogie. You know, every so often during these morning hours when we can get together around your favorite spot, I hope it's the radio dial, your CBS station, we play records and, of course, we talk to famous stars of the show world. And during these periods of time, I like to drop in a frequent reminder that you try healthful, refreshing, and delicious Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. You know, it's a treat that always satisfies because it's so pure and light and wholesome. Never spoils the appetite. And you know, a lot of people chew it when they want a tasty treat or to avoid rich food or drinks. So why don't you add it to the shopping list this morning, Mother? And when you shop later today, you remember, please, to pick up a few packs of wonderful Wrigley Spearmint chewing gum. I know that you like it. All the world does. And that's why it's America's most popular pastime, chewing Wrigley Spearmint. We always do here in the studio. Of course, I have to sort of get rid of mine just before we go on the air, but the rest of the boys are chomping away like crazy, and I envy them. Well, now let's switch to New York City for the next few minutes, because they're waiting in her own apartment in Riverdale, New York, not far from the heart of show business on the great stem of Manhattan, is Miss Bea Fontaine, who is going to represent three of the swellest gals, I think, in all of show business, the Fontaine sisters. Bea, how are you this morning, and how's New York?
I'm fine, and New York is quite cool, Howard.
Well, it's about time you're getting it there. We got it here a couple of days ago, and it was a welcome relief.
Isn't it?
Bea, where are the other two girls?
Well, Howard, you know, we've been on vacation for almost a month.
Yes.
And today is the wind-up. So the girls will be in this afternoon.
Uh-huh. Did you get away for the vacation, or did you stay right there in New York?
No, I went up to visit Mom. You know, she has a place up in Cornwall, New York.
Yes.
That's near West Point. And we all met up there for a few days and had a couple of games of croquet.
Wonderful.
And then I joined Margie down at Shawnee on the Delaware, and we played some golf.
Yes. Well, now, Bea, of the three sisters, you're the last remaining devotee of the single bliss, aren't you? Both Marge and Jerry are married, and you remain single.
That's right.
Well, one of these days, girl, we'll probably lose you two like we lost the other two. Now, Bea, when did the career of the Fontaine sisters actually begin? What brought you three girls together as singers?
Well, oh, there goes the phone. Actually, Howard, we've had quite a broken-up career. Margie and I started as a sister team.
Uh-huh.
And then our brother joined us, and he joined the infantry and was killed. We lost him, and then Jerry took his place.
I see. Jerry was a replacement for a team that ordinarily was two sisters and a brother.
That's right.
Yes, well, now, what actually began the career then? Once, by the way, excuse me for interrupting the train of thought, but was that your phone ringing?
Yes.
Is somebody there to get it? Because if
yes.
not, well, you can run over.
No, it's taken care of, Howard.
Taken care of, huh?
Yeah.
Probably just a boyfriend. Probably wants to take you to the Stork Club tonight or Ciro's or some expensive place like that.
Oh, no.
Now, after then, the three sisters became a team, B, where was your first start, actually?
You mean the three girls?
Yes. Was it in a nightclub? I know it was before you were signed for records with Victor.
No, we were, we had a program on the radio, and Jerry, we had had it with our brother, and Jerry just took his place.
Oh, I see. So you just continued the act almost the way it was, with just a slight change of personnel.
That's right. We just slipped Jerry right in.
Uh-huh. How long ago was this, Bea?
Oh, that was around 1940, I guess.
Well, just youngsters then. Yes. Well, then when was it that you joined Perry Como and you four became almost as one?
Well, you know, we actually met Perry on this very network on CBS. We sustained with him.
Is that right?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And then he got the supper club
yes.
show that started, and we went to Chicago. In fact, we spent 2 years in your city.
Yes, that was before I was in the active end of broadcasting. I was in another phase of the business, but I remember hearing you here. And then, of course, you moved back to New York and took up your regular stand there, which has been so lucrative and wonderfully successful.
Well, we used to fly back and forth to do a couple of guest shots on the Supper Club with Perry, and then a couple of years after that, we started with him steady, and we're with him for 6 years.
Now, of course, you're members of the great family of recording artists on the label Dot, and ever since you made the switch over from Victor to Dot, you've had nothing but successes, B, and it's just the greatest. Why do you suppose that there was such a great change in the popularity of your records from one label to the other? Is there any accounting for it?
I don't know. Gee, there could be so many reasons, but I know now we're singing the way we want to sing, and we're singing the kind of material that we can sing.
I see. Bea, what sort of an apartment do you maintain there for yourself?
Well, I have a 3.5-room apartment, Howard. I have a kitchen, dinette, and my dinette is early American.
Did you do it all yourself?
Yes, I did.
Do you like interior decorating?
I do, because I think that you inject your own personality in your home when you do it yourself.
Yes, I think that's right. And then, of course, you live with the things that you like the best.
That's right.
Well, now, what about the other two girls? They're both married, of course, as we said before. And do they maintain residences close to you?
Well, Margie lives in Old Westbury. That's about 30 miles from me.
Uh-huh.
And Jerry lives about 6 miles
yes.
in Manhattan.
Of course, it ends up that you're actually living together most of the time because you're on the road, aren't you, a good share of the time?
That's right. In fact, tomorrow we're starting about 6 weeks of out-of-town things.
Oh, are you? Where are you all going?
Well, tomorrow we're going to York, Pennsylvania to do the Dallastown State Fair, and then we're going to the Steel Pier in Atlantic City.
Oh, wonderful.
And then to Boston, Philadelphia. Then we're doing the Michigan State Fair in Detroit. Then we're going to St. Louis.
People all over the network now that are listening to you now can start pointing for the occasion of your arrival there. I know that in every city it's going to be wonderfully successful.
I hope so.
Now, Bea, you've just done a comparatively new record. It's about, what, 2 or 3 weeks old, the 17, which is a positive sensation. It's already number 4 in the city of Chicago.
Oh,
which,
isn't that wonderful?
I know, you sort of own this town anyway. For three girl singers, believe me, everything you make here is a hit. But it's number 4 on the local hit parade, and I think nationally it's going to be a tremendous seller for you. Can we listen to it now?
I'd love to, Howard.
All right, let's
Howard.
Listen to the Fontaine sisters with their Dot recording of 17.
She's a solid 17, young enough to dance and sing. yes, that's sweet. Past 16, just been kissed, graduated and got that twist. The kind of love you can't resist. At 17, now sloppy shirt, old blue jeans, dirty shoes, by all means, hatchet of blonde, rock side hair, jukebox baby, ain't no square. 17, she's a queen, cutest gal you've ever seen. All the boys are really keen on the head catch all of 17.
That's a wonderful record, all right. The Fontaine Sisters, a brand new dot recording that's a tremendously large seller, and it's called 17. That's a nice salute to the kids all over the country that you girls did, Bea.
It is. Howard, I think that some of those lyrics in the song don't exactly fit the teenagers because, you know, we really love them, and we did make a couple of changes, but...
Yes, I know you did.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, we might even tell the people that the night that you girls recorded that, we all had dinner together at the Pump Room, didn't we, with Randy
yes.
Wood and Jack Spina and the girls, myself, sat there eating buttered noodles and capon. At least I did.
We had a lot of fun, too.
And then we went over and did a couple of rehearsals on it. You told me how you were going to make the changes. Yes, I feel the same way, B. I feel that these kids are pretty fine, and they're ridiculed at so many quarters and so many places that I think when songs come out that depict them as being jukebox queens with peroxide hair and so forth, that it really isn't fair to the kids. I think that's a very, very small minority. But the whole idea of it, I think, is a real nice salute to teenagers.
Well, you're right. You know, we talked to quite a few of them, and they're very intelligent.
They sure are.
They're a big help in this record business, too.
Yes. B, will you give a great big hello and thanks to the girls for their contribution to the music? You know, I'm real proud of the small position that I have in the business, and it's because of great artists like you that we have fine records to play.
Well,
so
Howard,
say hello to them.
Howard, you know we have a very warm feeling for you, and I'm sure Margie and Jerry send their love.
Thank you,
Bea. They must be listening right now.
Thank you very much. That's Bea Fontaine, one of the three wonderful girls who sing under the name of the Fontaine Sisters. And this is Howard Miller saying we hope you've enjoyed the program. Remember, please try Wrigley Spearmint Chewing Gum. It's the finest that's ever been made. We'll see you tomorrow, same time. Bye-bye for now.
You've just heard The Howard Miller Show with music on records brought to you from Chicago by Wrigley Spearmint Gum. Be sure and join Howard Miller tomorrow at this same time when his guest will be Joan Weber from her home in Paulsboro, New Jersey. This is the CBS Radio Network.